The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, Focus Ireland and Bord Gáis Energy are delighted to be launching their annual campaign, calling on the nation to give one night and sleep out to shine a light on homelessness. This year's Shine a Light Night will take place on October the 16th, and it's calling on business leaders to sleep out in venues across the country. To bring some focus onto the needs of the homeless in this country, I'm joined now by project leader Niamh Lamb. Niamh, you're very welcome to the programme. I'll give more details at the end for people about the project and how they can join up and how they can sign up. There's a website as well. But you lead the largest team in, or your specific team is the largest one in Focus Ireland. So what is it that you do?
Thank you for having me on the show, Mark.
You're more than welcome.
It's great to be here. What we do, my team is the Family Homeless Action Team. So we provide visiting support to homeless private emergency accommodations, to hubs, to own front door accommodation that spans all over the Dublin region. So we work in partnership with the councils. There's housing support officers that work alongside our case managers on our team. So it's a very coordinated approach to solving homelessness. Our primary objective is always to move families rapidly out of homelessness. We don't want, particularly children, in homelessness for very long. And on that matter, we have child support workers on our team. So it makes us quite unique in that we can provide a key worker for the child as well. Not every child, unfortunately, but the children that need the extra support,
yeah,
we provide that for them.
Now, I've just got homeless figures out today. 8,699 people are now homeless across Ireland. This is according to the latest government figures. Now, that's an appalling number, but it's going in the right direction, isn't it?
It is going in the right direction. It's actually I think it is the lowest figure since May 2016. So it's quite a good figure. It's obviously 8,000 plus too many people in homelessness, but it's the coordinated approach. It's a supply of housing on the ground coming on board. There's lots of things happening that is increasing people moving on from homelessness.
I was going to ask you
moment.
That. It's not that long ago, Niamh, when we were all horrified by it going over 10,000. And,
yes,
you know, it's people were saying, well, it won't be long before it's 11, won't be long before it's 12. How has it gone backwards that quickly, particularly during a time of pandemic?
Well, that's a good question. So that there's less homeless presentations at the moment and there's more move-ons. So it's the perfect storm at the moment. Hopefully the perfect storm for, you know, if restrictions are lifted, there will be problems down the line. So at the moment, there are more Airbnbs onto the market. So there's more private rented move-ons. We're seeing a lot more of our families move into private rented accommodation. So there's greater supply of housing. And then, of course, with the moratorium on mortgages and the rent freezes, there's far less presentations into the homeless
now,
sector.
The according to the department, just to finish flesh out those figures, the Department of Housing says it marks a drop of 177 on the numbers accessing emergency accommodation in May. Last month, there were 2,653 homeless children recorded across the country. In the meanwhile, 3,033 people exited homelessness during the first half of the year, which is 7% more than the same time last year.
Yes.
That's a big number of people, isn't it? That's a kind of a victory you should be shouting from the rooftops about.
It's a fantastic number. And we always strive to get the numbers better and better. So Focus Ireland, during COVID, we have moved on 500 plus households. And within that, there was 842 children moved out of homelessness. So every child matters to us. Every adult matters to us. But we want more. We want it to, you know, end homelessness. And we believe it's possible. And we've seen the evidence of when there's more supply, when there's tighter restrictions in place to prevent evictions, when there's more supports to families. We have an initiative at the moment as well around single parents and the concerns that we have around childcare. So we're hoping that the new minister and the new government coming on board will really look at that and really put, you know, supports in place for maybe perhaps extending the income supports, stronger guidelines as well for employers as well, just to make sure that there's support there for parents, because we don't want to see new homelessness. You know, we're still battling against the tide a little bit with homeless people that are in homelessness to try and get them out of homelessness. So we don't want to see more coming on board. It's working well at the moment.
Do you think that there is a misconception about what a homeless person is, looks like, actually does? That it's, you know, there's, oh, and somebody sleeping in a sleeping bag, you know, outside of the Stevens Green Centre or down one of the, you know, office blocks or in, you know, the alleyway of something. that's the perception in the public's mind, that it's poor, down and out, indigent almost. And that is that actually that is a percentage of them, but it's nowhere near the majority.
There is such a misconception at the moment. Like, my children have been at parties and events with homeless children. They don't know the difference. You know, the homeless children and homeless families are the same as you and I. They just don't have the supports in place to either move into the housing market or to sustain a tenancy. So it's unfortunate sometimes that homeless people are stigmatised. They're the same as you and I.
And a lot of homeless people are still working.
They are. There's many working. There's many wonderful single parents working. There's many couples working. Many of the schools, the listeners listening in, lots of their children will be in classes with homeless children and they won't even know about it. You know, I might pick up on it because if a child can't have children over for play dates or, you know, things like that, it can become more obvious. But there, you know, there's homelessness all around us every day.
Okay, it is still an enormous problem, 8,500 people plus. In terms of the kinds of programs that you have in place or put in place for homeless to process them through the system and get them out, give us an idea of what they're like and how
Absolutely.
They operate.
Sure. So when a family become homeless, we have case managers on our team and there's housing support officers on the Dublin City Council team as well. And what they do is they quickly engage with these families within a week, assess their needs, look at what caused them to become into homelessness, look at their situation on the housing list, prioritise whether it's going to be HAP or a local authority or what sort of housing is best to suit their needs. Then we work with them. There's also a Dublin Place Finder service that provides private rented opportunities as they come up. And our primary objective is to move them on. You know, there's a housing first approach that we work to, and that is that the house has to come first, then the wraparound services. So, but while that's happening, we work with the parents, our child support workers work with the children. We do, during COVID, we've had great fun play sessions with children over Zoom. We've dropped off activity packs to the children. So we work with the family as a whole in Focus Ireland, because what we see is the children that are homeless today are the future homeless if we don't put a preventative strategy in place to support those children into the future.
Listen, none of this happens without money. How much money do you need to do this on an annual basis?
I don't have those exact figures, but I'm sure if listeners, when they log on to look online at more details about China Light, they'll have those. But, you know, we're against the tide with COVID and with funding. So we do need the money, and I really appeal to the public to dig deep and to support Focus Ireland. It's a very worthy cause.
Well, let me hold I won't say the begging bowl out, but let me do the plugging for you, can I? Focus Ireland and Bord Gáis Energy are delighted to be launching their annual campaign, which calls on the nation to give one night and sleep out to shine a light on homelessness. This year, Shine a Light Night will take place on October 16th. It's calling on business leaders to sleep out in venues across the country. On the same night, members of the general public are also being urged to consider sleeping out in their gardens or homes to raise vital funds to help alleviate homelessness. If you are interested in supporting this, what you can do is you can register and you could sign up to the campaign at www.focusireland.ie, www.focusireland.ie/shine-a-light. OK, just stick Focus Ireland into your Google search and you'll find details from there on. Niamh, we wish you all the very best. It was lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. That's Niamh Lamb, who's project manager with Focus Ireland.